In the last three episodes of the Enemies of Islam Project Zionism, we embarked upon a daring expose uncovering and bringing to light the crimes being committed by the rogue Zionist regime of Israel for the last 70-odd years since its illegitimate, fraudulent, and forceful inception by foreign imperialist powers in the Holy Lands of Palestine, as we showed you, Palestine, the world's largest prison. The Amnesty International report, the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry report, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights report weren't the only reports out there which exposed the shameful and oppressive crimes being committed to this very day against the innocent Palestinians by the Zionist entity. So in this final episode regarding the rogue Zionist regime's crimes in the Holy Lands, we bring you the 2019 World Report by Human Rights Watch. The Israeli government continued to enforce severe and discriminatory restrictions on Palestinians' human rights, restricted the movement of people and goods into and out of the Gaza Strip, and facilitate the unlawful transfer of Israeli citizens to settlements in the occupied West Bank. Israeli forces stationed on the Israeli side of the fences separating Gaza and Israel responded to demonstrations for Palestinian rights on the Gaza side with excessive lethal force. Between March 30th and November 19th, 2018, security forces killed 189 Palestinian demonstrators, including 31 children and 3 medical workers, and wounded more than 5,800 with live fire, while OCHA reported that the lethal force by Israeli forces resulted in the killing of 252 people and the injuring of 25,522 Palestinians in Gaza. Israel continued to maintain its more than a decade-long effective closure of the Gaza Strip, exacerbated by Egyptian restrictions on its own border with Gaza. Israel also continued limiting access to water and electricity, where households in Gaza received electricity only between 4 and 5 hours a day on average during most of the year, resulting in a worsening water and sanitation crisis. Israel has also restricted access to medical care and educational and economic opportunities. In July of 2018, Israeli authorities banned the shipment of most goods out of Gaza, limited the entry of humanitarian items, and temporarily reduced the fishing zone off the Gaza coast from 6 to 3 nautical miles, measures that amount to collective punishment. According to the Palestinian Central Bureau of Statistics, Gaza's unemployment rate stood at 55% during the third quarter of 2018, and 80% of Gaza's nearly 2 million people depend upon humanitarian aid, all due to the Zionist regime's blockade. Israeli authorities continue to expand settlements in the occupied West Bank and to discriminate systematically against Palestinians and favored Israeli colonial settlers, among other actions, in providing services, allowing freedom of movement, and issuing building permits. During 2017 and the first 8 months of 2018, Israeli authorities approved plans for 10,536 illegal settler housing units inside unlawful West Bank settlements and issued tenders for another 5,676 illegal settlements. Israel also continued to provide security, administrative services, housing, education, and medical care for more than 628,000 illegal settlers residing in unlawful settlements in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. According to UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolay Mladenov, in the course of just 3 years since 2016, when the UN Security Council adopted a resolution condemning settlements on Palestinian lands and ending in the beginning of December of 2019, Tel Aviv had advanced or approved plans for more than 22,000 illegal settler units in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israeli rights group Peace Now reported that there has been a massive surge in illegal settlement construction since Trump came to power, with a 60% increase in approvals for settlement units in East Jerusalem during the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. Meanwhile, Israeli rights group B'Tselem said that 2019 had seen the highest number of demolitions of Palestinian homes in Jerusalem in 15 years. And as of October 31st, 2018, until the release of this Human Rights Watch report in January of 2019, Israel had detained 220 Palestinian children, many usually suspected of throwing stones, which is considered a criminal offense under Israeli military law. Israel also denied Palestinian children arrested and detained in the occupied West Bank legal protections granted to Israeli children, including illegal settlers, such as protections against nighttime arrests and interrogations without a guardian being present. Finally, Israeli forces frequently used unnecessary force against children during arrests and physically abused them in custody. We end this episode with one last statistic. The Euromid Observer for Human Rights released figures showing that between January 2010 and June 2014, approximately 2,500 Palestinian children and youth had been arrested, which equates to arresting almost two kids every single day for over 4 years. And thus a quote from IDF soldier Nadav Bigelman, who served between 2007 and 2010, brings it all to perspective. After a while, you stop looking at people as people. You stop looking at children as children. You stop looking at teenagers as teenagers. You look at them just as Palestinians, as people who are always the potential to be terrorists. Looking at the Palestinians living under such conditions leaves us to think deeply and ask serious questions, as Iranian political analyst Mujtaba Mousavi asks. How long can we expect the Palestinians to endure such hardship? How many women and children will have to die? How many men will have to be tortured? And how much blood will have to be spilled for the world to call Israel out on its crimes? In these four episodes, we did our due diligence and showed you what the Zionist terrorists have been doing to the indigenous Palestinians for the last 70-odd years throughout the Holy Lands in Palestine. Yet unfortunately, because the list of atrocities committed by them is so very long, we couldn't show you all the massacres and crimes of the usurping Western-backed Zionist regime. And here at the end of this four-part episode showing you the horrific tragedies being done to the native Palestinians, we righteously say, as all just and noble people would say, whoever commits oppression, injustice, and murder is a criminal, and therefore should be brought to justice no matter where they come from, or who they are, or where they do it. And so it was shameful and wrong when the American colonial settlers committed oppression and injustice against the innocent Native American people. It was also shameful and wrong when the European colonial settlers committed oppression and injustice against the innocent people of Africa and the innocent people of Central and South America. And it was shameful and wrong when the British colonial settlers committed oppression and injustice against the innocent people of Southeast Asia and the innocent Aboriginal people of Australia. Furthermore, it was equally shameful and wrong when the imperial colonialist powers committed oppression and injustice against the innocent people of West Asia. And finally, it is likewise shameful and wrong today when the Zionist colonial settler rogue regime is committing oppression and injustice against the innocent people of Palestine. Thus, rightfully so, the righteous, just, and noble people of the world have a very serious problem with the oppressive and unjust crimes the Zionist regime is flagrantly committing in the face of the world. It is high time the neo-imperialist Zionists were brought to justice. Stay tuned for our last episode of Project Zionism season, where we bring you the long-awaited solution to the Zionist problem in Palestine.